Much of the anger and debate surrounding the Affordable Care Act focuses on questions of coverage and individual costs for the consumer. But another big question is whether it can hold down overall costs as intended. The state of Massachusetts is now grappling with that very question, something it did not do when lawmakers first expanded coverage there. NewsHour economics correspondent Paul Solomon has the story, part of his continuing reporting, Making Sense of Financial News.
Well, the task of access to affordable health care is not complete.
A meeting of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, which plumped for the 2006 state law on which the Affordable Care Act is modeled. It's led to nearly universal coverage in Massachusetts, but it didn't address cost. That's the next challenge.
We're worried for the future.
Myron Miller works at a small architecture firm.
Our firm's overall health care expenditure has almost tripled over 10 years.
Indeed, insurance premiums have continued to rise since health care reform passed in Massachusetts, climbing almost 10% from 2009 to 2011. And health care costs more here than in any state in the country. So why is care so costly in Massachusetts? And what's being done about it? The whys are easy. The state is relatively wealthy, so people can afford more. Doctors here have more resources. And getting paid a fee for every service they provide plentifully. Health economist David Cutler.
So there's a lot of kind of at the margins between should you do it or not. There's much more of an ethic to do it.
And yet, says Cutler, all this spending isn't making folks any healthier.
There's no great relationship between spending more and doing better. And the reason is that most of the variation in spending is associated with conditions where there's a lot of gray area about exactly how much to treat people. About a third of medical spending is not associated with improved outcomes.
So, question two. How do you get top-flight doctors and high-tech hospitals to economize? Last year, the state passed a law to chain spending growth to economic growth, 3.6% this year. And what happens if spending tops the target?
We have a mandate from the people of Massachusetts to intervene if the market can't control costs on its own.
Aaron Boros, who runs the state's Center for Health Information Analysis, says government will muscle high-cost offenders.
We will use that muscle to force hospitals, other providers, and plans to control costs and ultimately pass those savings to consumers.
A new state panel will put firms that miss the target under formal review, so the healthcare system's main players see the writing on the wall and are responding.
We undertook to invent a new way to pay for care.
Dana Gelb-Safran of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, the state's largest insurer, which devised a plan to discourage fee-for-service medicine. Doctor networks are paid a flat amount per patient.
Now, for the first time, that provider organization has the incentive to look for where are the ways that money is being spent on care that it's not adding any value, that it's in fact wasteful.
If the doctors come in under budget, they share in any savings. If they overspend, they owe Blue Cross. And why isn't that an incentive to stint on care?
There's a broad set of quality and outcome measures on which the provider organization can earn significant additional revenue by performing well.
The plan actually slowed spending by 2% its first year, better than 3% the second, while improving outcomes. How?
If you had to say where you get the numbness and tingling in your hands, show me where.
One new approach is being road tested at Partners, the state's biggest healthcare provider. It's turning its primary care practices into patient-centered medical homes.
When I last saw her, I thought she was doing it significantly better. And Sarah's asking the psychiatrist to be involved and suggest different kinds of medications.
Patients are treated by one doctor-led team that includes a social worker, nutritionist, and other specialists. The belief is that coordinated care will help keep patients healthier.
You're run down from the first infection, so that puts you at risk for a second infection. So if that happens, you know, the earlier you call, the more aggressive we are, you know, maybe we can avoid another trip back to the hospital.
Which brings us to the main cost saver, reducing the priciest part of healthcare, hospital stays. especially for the sickest among us. Who, says Dr. Tim Ferriss of Partners, account for the biggest portion of all costs?
About 50% of the total is accounted for by 5% of the patients. They're so complicated that left to their own devices, they will bounce between providers. And that movement between providers, uncoordinated, leads to waste in the system.
So Partners assigns care managers to coordinate the treatment of high-risk cases.
So you're feeling just weak and dizzy? Or
the elderly, for example, fall so frequently that in 2010, over 2 million were treated in the ER.
And emergency room doctors really don't have a lot of choices. They're going to admit that patient. But when someone who knows the patient shows up in the emergency room and says, actually, I know this person, it's okay, she'll be safe going home, I'm going to follow up closely with her, that changes the equation.
In a 2006 trial run, Partners care managers reduced high-risk patient hospitalizations by 20%, keeping patients out of the hospital. That's the name of the game now that more insurers are putting doctors on a budget rather than paying a fee for every service.
So this is fee for non-hospitalization.
It's fee for non-hospitalization, but the non-hospitalization is not a problem for the doctor. It's a problem for the hospital.
Well, you work at a hospital.
I do work at a hospital, and so we have to figure that out.
In fact, Dr. Ferriss practices at Massachusetts General. Run by Partners, it's one of the most prestigious and priciest hospitals around. In today's cost-cutting climate, it's been on the defensive.
Why is the very hospital we're in now among the most expensive hospitals in the world?
This is an all things for all people. There are certain disease categories. We're the only provider that provides care for that category of patients.
He's going to need a trauma consult.
There's another reason. We teach here. We teach the next generation of doctors and nurses.
If we took fluid off of his lungs, do you think he'll feel better?
And we have to cover the costs of that teaching.
Places like Mass General make money by providing as many services as they can and charging a premium for them.
That was always the ethic of the system. Do a lot, keep the hospital beds full, keep the services busy, we'll make a lot of money, and then we can use that to support the social missions and save for a rainy day. What Massachusetts has said is we can't afford that system. Make your money by being better, cheaper, not by being more and more and more.
I invite you to stand up now.
Back at the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, advocates pledged to meet here again to keep pressuring the healthcare industry to rein in costs.
We will be here. And finally,
and turning to the industry itself,
to our guests from the hospital systems and the insurance providers who are with us up here,
they voiced a commitment as well.
We will be here.
Still miles to go, of course. But this year anyway, Blue Cross, the biggest insurer, and Partners, the state's largest provider, both say they will meet the spending growth benchmark in Massachusetts.